If you came to the Jewish tradition from the outside, and you knew very little about it, it would be striking how much of our tradition is about a journey. I mean, after all, if you know Judaism from today, then you know that there's a destination. But in the Torah, it's all about a journey. And this morning in particular, we concentrate on whether we are ready to culminate that journey, to settle the destination, to move into the land of Israel, which, of course, in the Torah, we are not. Moses sends spies into the land, and they go into the land, and they come back, and they essentially say, or at least 10 out of the 12, say, we can't do it. We can't do it. And then you come, of course, to the Haftarah, and Joshua and his cohort go in, and they say, we can do it. And in some sense, at least for a brief while, the journey ends. But in both cases, it's about getting there. It's about, in fact, a mission. Shlach lecha, you are sent. And that idea of a mission doesn't really end once you enter the land. Because we know that the first king of Israel, that is the first king in the land of Israel, whose name is Shaul, whose name is Saul, when he violates God's law, what does God have Samuel say to him? Yishlachacha Adonai Badarech. God sent you on a journey. And we realize for the first time that the journey is not only literal, it's also metaphorical. You can live in the land and still be on a journey. But if you ask yourself, what journey are we on? There are at least two answers. We're on a journey as a people, but we're also on a journey as individuals. Everyone's journey is different. And even though we may have a group goal, and we do have a group goal as a Jewish people, when God says to Saul, V'yishlachacha Hashem Badarech, it's singular. God sent you on a journey. And it is one of those lines in the Torah that is true for everyone all the time. Everybody. Till the day they die, and for all we know, even after that, everybody's on a journey. And so part of the key to living the life you're intended to live is to figure out what's your journey. And I think that we can figure out at least one way of determining what the journey is by looking at the difference between the Torah and the Haftarah. Why is it that the first time the Israelites go into the land, they say, we can't conquer it? And then when Yehoshua goes into the land, it is a prelude to the conquest. What's the difference? Remember that some 40 years before, a little bit less, it was Yehoshua who said, we can conquer the land. Yehoshua and Caleb were the two spies who said, everybody else is wrong. We can do this. So the difference in the journey is the difference in the individual. If you want to know what your journey is, then you have to figure out who you are. Who are you? To what extent does fidelity and passion and forgiveness and honesty and integrity, to what extent do those qualities define your life? Because as we have seen over and over and over again in the news and elsewhere, you can go on a journey that will be betrayed by your qualities if you don't know yourself before you start the journey. And you'd better go somewhere that you're ready for, or you'll be in trouble. This was Saul's dilemma. Saul wasn't ready to be king of Israel. He wasn't ready for that journey. And so he failed. The Dor HaMidbar, the generation of the wilderness, they weren't ready for the land. They were scared. They were slaves. And so when they saw the land, they said, "We can't do it." But then, after years of wandering and leadership and training, then they were ready. When we look at the biblical characters, we can see who's ready for the journey and who isn't. God puts Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They're not ready for that journey. God sends Abraham to Israel, and he's ready. This idea is not only true of ourselves, it's also true for our children. A lot of us cherish dreams for our children that have more to do with our conception of their journey than of who they are. And so we send them off to schools, to places, to directions that aren't for them. And they come back like the spies and say, "This isn't me." Or worse, they don't come back. They just fail in the mission that isn't their mission. It may be our mission for them, but it's not their mission. It doesn't matter at what age. Everybody's on a journey. And knowing who you are is the prelude to knowing where you should go. And you figure out who you are, first of all, by seeing who you've been, because the best predictor of what you'll do tomorrow is what you did yesterday, but also by introspection, by learning who you are and deciding to what extent you have the passion to change. Yehoshua changes. Remember, when we begin the Torah portion, he isn't Yehoshua, he's Hosea. And then God renames him Yehoshua. He gives him the Yud that represents God's mission in this world. And by the way, you know where the rabbis say God found that Yud? It's a beautiful midrash. Remember, Sarai becomes Sarah? So God has an extra Yud from Sarai. So God takes the Yud from Sarai to make the continuity of the generations, because they're the first ones to go to the land of Israel, and gives it to Yehoshua because he will be the one who will lead them to the land. So once Yehoshua knows who he is, he knows where he is supposed to go. It is a great gift to know your gift, not to mistake it, and to understand where it is supposed to take you, and to realize that you can change. You can add a yud, that no matter how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll, as the poet said, "I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." We, the captains of our souls, get to choose, at least in part, our own journey. As a people, we know our journey. Our journey is to survive, to do good, to flourish, to rebuild Eretz Yisrael, and to carry the Torah through the world. As individuals, we find our place in that framework. We help our children find their places, knowing we are the masters of our fate. That's what God did for us, by making us, each of us, captains of our souls. So take the Yud home with you. It's yours as it is Yehoshua's. And find out what it is that God means for you to do. Shabbat Shalom.